Andy Chiswick.
ברשות כל הכל הקדוש הזה, it's nice to be ברוך השם בתוך for שמחה. We are, I think it's fair to say, in the Pirkei Avos season, but then doch heint every Shabbos Pirkei Avos. Brishuschem, I'd like to go through a sugya that connects three of the prokim. In Pirkei Gimel, the Mishnah talks about of Moshe Avleitzim Yoshov. In Pirkei Dalet, we learn about Briach Minu Avega. And in Pirkei Hei, we learn about the Nisim that happened at Avosenu, Beis HaMikdosh. And especially, I want to talk about the Nes Lo Yepilo Isha Meyach Besara Kodesh. Take the Srinyonim Shlosh Hashemachas and see Bishyat Hashemaya Gevald Galimud. And Pirkei Avos that runs through Prokim Gimel, Dalet, and Hei. That are behind, they can learn Perek Dalet today. Those that are very behind will enjoy Perek Gimel. And those that are forward thinking can learn part of Perek Hei. But Kulam Shavim Natoya B'Shat Hashemaya. Bakhtoma Akasha, I heard from my Rebbe Reb Chaim Kaufman Zatzal, Akasha on a mission of Perek Avos. When Yaakov Avinu left the house of Lavan, the Torah writes in Bereishis Lamed Aleph, Vayivrach hu v'chol ha'sheloi. Yaakov fled, he ran away. Shtedot in Sipona, there's a difference between the word Bericho and the word Nus. Borach and Nus are different words. We would translate them both as to flee, to run away. Says the Sipona, no. Vayivrach is to run away before this trouble. When there's trouble already, Vayonos, then you flee. Vayonos, Vayetzi Achutza. Yosef fled, there was trouble already brewing inside. Vayonos, Vayetzi Achutza. Pavloshna Bericha Vayivrach Yaakov. Says the Sipona, Pshat is, there was no trouble yet. Yaakov was concerned. There may be trouble. There may be problems. Things weren't looking good. He said to his wives, I've seen things aren't looking too grand, but the Maisa, it's not an actual problem really yet. So he ran away before there was a problem. I don't understand the mission pickovers. Should run away from an avera. If the Loshon of Bereach refers only to running away from a daigus ha-hezuk, worry, the mission, what are you running from? There's nothing there yet. Bericho means to run away before this trouble. So why is the mission Bereach run away? There's nothing there yet. Bereach means running away when nothing's happened yet. How can you be when not avega? There's no avega yet. The Loshna Mishnah would be better suited to say if a nos, yonus odom in avega. So my avega, run away. Be'reach when avega is a difficult word to put together. Reb Chaim Zatzal gave an moshel, a tale that's based on the Meister Biskarov. Then we'll go forward B'Shat HaShemaya to the coming Perek. Look at the Nisim that Naslav is saying in B'Vis HaMikdosh. The Biskarov says a Meister. Samog Ben Ayit, he says, Rav, he was looking to transport his wares, his goods, expensive materials and textiles from one city to the next. All that he needed was a wagon driver. So he advertised looking for somebody with a horse and a wagon who can take and transport my commodity from city to city. A man comes in, he applies for the job. So the owner, the factory owner, turns to him and says, okay, he says, I've got to ask a few questions first. What would you do if while you're transporting my goods from place to place, your wagon gets stuck in the mud, and then what would you do? No, he says, come on, he says. Easy answer, that's every balagola knows that. You're stuck in the mud. You go to another city, get some more horses, you attach other horses, and together, extra pull, extra schlep, meschlep zacharis. Fine. He thought he passed the test. The owner says to him, look, he says, b'emtza halayla, you're not near a city, you can't leave the wagon, what are you going to do? Now what will you do? The text is very sweet. In the day, you're near a city, but say you get some more horses. If a good kash, I'm asking you. You're middle of the night, you can't leave the wagon, you can't get more horses, what will you do? Says the fellow, very simple. But I'm umchen, this business I know what to do. You lighten the load. You take out the schoger, you light on the floor, the wagon is lighter, the horses pull up, you load up, and off you go. No, says the fellow, I'm a muskum. You're fired. You haven't got the job. You're going to put my silk on the floor. The dirty forest floor. You're going to put my silk, my goods. No chance. Koltov. As the man's walking out the door, he turns around and says, okay, fine. Say that. Job or no job? No job. Tell me, Chochem, he says. What would you do? Tezgevaldi go to Shilas. You don't like my answers. What's your answer? What would you say? Said the owner like this. I wanted you to say that you're such a good driver that you wouldn't have got stuck in the mud in the first place. Once you're stuck in the mud, I can't help you. But if you're a quality driver, you know your business, you should have said to me, listen, Gabid, I drive a wagon. I know what to look out for. I don't get stuck in the mud. I avoid those patches. You didn't say that to me. No job. Zolti Priskegov. Once a person's stuck in an avega, it's hard to get out. The avega is the mud, the tit. It's mechubit the person's goof and steps the person down. Once a person heishen otot in an avega, hard to get out. Says the Mishnah meduyak heitev. The Mishnah is exact with its words. Running away from avega is very sweet. It's a little bit too late. Once a person's omus, he's stuck. He's stuck in the mud of the avega. He won't get out so quickly. Says the Mishnah, be careful, b'reach min avega. Run away before you get there. Don't wait till you're in the avega to try and claw your way out. Says the Mishnah, pi the tzipporna beautifully. B'reach, run away. Tie the tzipporna before you get to an avega. That's much easier. Once you're in the avega, it's much harder. So to run from avega, but Chochem mikol adam knows, but b'reach, run away before you get to avega. Ki hu devoid l'kro. I want to come through another inyan now, another idea, and understand an aspect, a different twist on the Mishnah. There's a musig rabbosai of a mokum avira. And of course, have the elephant for $5 a mokum it. Bahakdoma. The Mishnah next week's period tells us, Asar Nisim, Kumadika Shabbos, Nasu Lavisin Bavisa Mikdosh. One of those was Lehipila Isha Megeach Pesara Kodesh. So you look at me strangely. I'm sure it's very nice. And Isha Muberes takes in the beautiful smell of the Pesara Kodesh. Lehipila. Okay. I'll show you now the godless of this unbelievableness. and appreciate they can only happen by Mokim HaMikdosh, because of Mokim Mitzvah. The nose of a person is the Mokim where the Neshama goes through. Elekai Neshama Shenofach Tobi. Hashem blew the Neshama inside me. Where through the nose? Vayipach ba'apov nishmas chayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu blew through the nose the neshama tohel. Pesukim in Benoyach. Koila shenishmas ruach chayim ba'apov mi koila shebecharov ha'meisu. The koyach of smelling is the koyach of kedusha. I saw several years ago, one of the Rishonim at the end of the volume points out that throughout the Torah, you'll find that the Torah HaKadosh discusses Klal Yisrael's first landing point in Eretz Yisrael, not as Yerichoy, but as Yerichoy. Al Yadin Yerichoy. Arvo Yismoyev Al Yadin Yerichoy. It's about Yud Reish Chesvov. Open a sefer of Nach, sefer Yeshua, Yerichoy. Yerichoy, Yerichoy. Lo yilchenom Rabbeisai. No mistake, no coincidence. In the Torah, HaKadosh is called Yerichoy. In sefer Yeshua, it's called Yerichoy, with a Yud. Stating Yeshoyim in Hazinu, I think I saw it there. That once Klal Yisrael entered Eretz HaKodesh, the smell of the Ketores went as far as Yericho and added a Yud to the name. Miloshon Reach. Kedushas Eretz Yisrael had a Reach. The Neshom is Nenef in the Reach. Yedua and Zoya, the HaKodesh says, that Bo'ilam HaZeh, we are Nene, from Achira Oshsio. But Nifta is Nehna Mikoyach Oreach. That's a Himmeldicke Chush, the Koyach Oreach. It makes sense, therefore, Rabbi Yisai, that an Ishram Uberes has a much greater sense of smell. If we can show that the Koyach HaNeshimo, the Koyach of smelling, the Neshimo and the Neshomo are connected, then a pure Neshomo has a stronger Koyach of smelling. Which makes sense, Rabbi Yisai, to tell us that somebody as Ishram Uberes would have a great, much greater sense of smell. There's a pasuk, end of Parsha Shemini, which tells us that after the Torah HaKadosh has gone through explaining what one can eat, what one can't eat, it's poshut. The Torah Deutsch is warning us. I've just told you, says the Torah, not to eat this and not to eat that. We should be machalik between Tum and Tahara. Vein hachayo hanecheles, a behemo one can't eat, one can eat, and hachaya shaloisioch. That's poshuk shatim poshuk. But the Vilna Gaon, Rabbi Yisai, had a different twist on this poshuk. The Gaon can do that. The Gaon tells Tzu, the Gemara Numa. The Gemara Numa is a little clearer based on the Hakdoma we gave just now. Hahi Ubra Ta'archo Loshna Gemara, not mine. Those Ishmael Beres that had this smell, which we understand now is stronger than ours. Which in Kippur, and she wanted to eat. Osu Lekamei De Rebbe. They came to Rebbe to ask Mardin. Omar Lehu, he said to them, no problem. Mitzal alocha shikan. Zilu lechushu lo. But please go and tell her The Yom Kippurihu. Tell us the Kippur. Megan Megzi. Ishmoveres. Archo. Noch Shulo. They whispered this into her. Alchisho. She was Mekabu. She accepted. Dachim Kippur. Chagenish Rasen. Kori Ali. Chazal said the posik about her. Betayim Metzorcho. Babetin Yedaticho. That a child b'mei imoy already knows his creator. Nofik minoga b'ichran. What an unbelievable thing. Nofik minoga b'ichran. The child born was a b'ichran. Fighter says the Gemara, Hayubro, another Ishmael Beres, the Arucho, also look at him, Hanina, Omalahu, same thing he said. Tell the woman the same thing. Another lady, tell her. Omar Lehu, he said to them, Lechushulo, go and tell her as well. V'lechusha. Didn't work. She ate. Kori Ali, the post they said about this child was, Zoyu Roshoi Merechem. Nofuk Mino, who came out, Shabsi Oitzapegi. Says Rashi, what did he do? Haloch is, says Rashi, Ein Oitzim Pegas Be'eretz Yisrael. One mustn't gather in and keep and store up any food, says Rashi, which is high in Nefesh. The fish it forces the prices up. Shabsi. The mother had a head to eat. She didn't have to eat. But she had a strong kayach of smell. She wanted to eat. And the Chazal let her. Abu Loko came out. So the Gaon. Heilige Vilna Gaon. I'm proud to say, I can say it here in Manchester, I can't say it in London. There's a child in London named after Vilna Gaon because of me. Posh to my son. I went to Som Zocher. I can't say how many years ago, you work out who it is. X number of years ago. I went to Som Zocher. A car of Mishpocha. Mishpocha, a friend. I went more because my Rebbe knew the mother. So I'm the first one there. I didn't even know that. I barely knew him. I came and told my wife, I've got to go. So to make conversation, when's the baby born? When's the bris? Bris is 30 chalamoid. Sukkos. I said, 30 chalamoid sukkos. I thought, go on to your side. Kodesh ended there, and I slipped away quietly. But a minute after Nacht, the Motzei Shabbos, my phone rings. The cry was, what was the Vilna Gaon's name? Prosham Zachisi, God has raised a child. Not a child anymore, named after Hilge Vilna Gaon. So the Gaon, Pshat and Posuk in Shmini. That Posuk in Shmini warns us what not to eat. Lahavdi ben Atomi ben Atoi. Then Akdoma to Pash Tazria, Ishoki Tazria Vyolda Zocha. So the Gaon Poshut. The word Chayo doesn't just have to mean animal. Chayo means a woman giving birth. Loshna Mishnah many times. So the Heilige Gaon, Lahavdil, if one wants to separate between Atomi ben Atoi, the child, there'll be Tomi or Toi. Be careful being Hachayo Hanecheles, where the woman in pregnancy eats on Yom Kippur, which is allowed to but shouldn't have to. Uvein Hachayo Asheloys Yochel, she doesn't eat Ishoki Tazria Vyolda Zocho. If she has a koyach of smell, which Ishmael Beres is stronger than others, mekoyach than a shoma tohoigo she has inside. Vayis de choyis rabbi Yisai. Without any certain mokh kedusha, as we learned in the Gemara Yuma Pei Beis, the beast, a vilessen, how come Shabbos it's a pagan? Kedaiti Moisif, in 1921, rabbi Yisai, 1921, close to 100 years ago, it was Yom Kippur. Ishmael Beres wanted to eat. Her father told her this Gemara. She said, "I'm not eating." How did Tommy tell Ishmael Yolda Zoch? 2 days later, Rabbi Yisai. Yud Beis Tishri, 1921, she had a child. Can I test the knowledge of the Olim of Manchester? Who do we know was born Yud Beis Tishri, 1921? Okay. Harav Agon Gavadi Yosef Zatzal. Now, boys, like the plea is like this. Milsa de Tamir. I'm sure you won't believe me. You'll want to check it up. Say the Gong. Parashas Shmini's last posuk is this posuk which the Gong works wonders with, telling us this Mayam is somebody who doesn't eat in Kippur. Have a look. Please have a look. At the end of Parashas Shmini. Have a look. Kiyaduaz, you'll know, at the end of every Sedra, somebody's gone around and told us how many Pesukim there are in the Sedra. Let's check it out. Please do. Because you won't believe me otherwise. I want you to check it out. It says now a Pesukim in the Parsha. And they were given a Simon as well. Chumash Melanda have got that. I guess they're the same here. Lahavde ben Atomi ben Atoi uvin Achayo hanecheles ben Achayo shalusi ochi. The next word, Rabbi Yisai. Next word. Says somebody has put in the back of a Chumash, as we know, Sadi alat psukim, 91 psukim. Oivadia Simon, Oivadia. And what's the first word of the Haftorah? Boy said, please, the Shemini, anyone know the first word of Haftorah?
Yosef.
You looked up, or you knew? Am I right? Did you know it's 91 psukim? Oivadia, next word is Yosef. The posik is Mariamah's alone to the godless of the last god, Ladoi, Gedoli Oilom. Mamush, that posik which the Gon says, we'll check it out. Wait, let me get this weiter. Zemedoch Gabriel. We see over here the oimek of the koyach of the smell that Ishmael Beres has. And this is so strong, so much, that we see a chazal twice in the Gemara, once 1921. That a woman carrying a neshama tohera will want to eat. Because the koyach haneshima is so strong. May oilom them asonisim shenas lavisim bevis hamikdosh tavka. The mokam mikdosh and mokam koydesh. And in the mokam koydesh had this unbelievableness that may oilom pila isha meyach basaya koydesh. It belongs to the Mokam Mikdash. Why? Mokam Goyim. It's a place. The place gives over Kedusha, Mekadosh the Evorim, and it protects a person from danger, Rachmon Litzlon. Zelu Mazeh. Chazal Bavoronas countless times. Of Mokam Avera. Pergimel of Pekovus. Of a Moishav Litzim Lo Yoshov. The Mishnah is not saying to us, don't sit with Leitzim. That would be Yeshiva's Leitzim. The word Moishav, for the Mevine in Loshon HaKodesh, would appreciate. You can add a mem to certain verbs and turn them into a noun. I'll give you a few dugmois, you appreciate it. Kum is a verb. Add a mem, it's Mokoim. Lun is to sleep. Add a mem, it's a Malon. That's a hotel. Erev is the evening, at the Memetz Ma'arov. Zorach, Mizrach. Zovach, to slaughter, Mizbeach. Sloshna Kodesh. Yoshav is to sit. Moishav is the actual place of the sitting. The Moishav. Says the Mishnah Perek Gimel de Ovos. Uv Moishav leitzim lo Yoshav kut apotzken tehillim. Moishav leitzim lo Yoshav. What's the Moishav leitzim? So the Vitzel, Veloshina, Poshna Pshat. Even after the Leitzim have left that Mokoim, that place has become Tomei or Matamei, over Moishav Leitzim, where the Leitzim once sat, Lo Yosh, don't sit there. Mokim Goyim. The Mokim is dangerous. Over Moishav Leitzim, Lo Yosh. Rashi. Va'ego. Rashi tells us, in Va'ego, the Empire came to Moshe Rabbeinu, asked him to get rid of the Makkas. Not all Makkas. But Moshe Rabbeinu used a strange lashon. He said, Ketzesia so'ir, Ephrois kapai, Ketzesia so'ir, when I leave the city. Moshe couldn't daven in the city. Vayesh techois, The title of Rashi says, Chachamim and others. The city was Molei Gilulim. And one couldn't daven there. So I'm walking Kodesh. And I have to walk in Tommy. We can't just daven. The place is in the Tommy. In Mechaim. Ovishnitz. After Mechoma. Went to America. To Asif Ksofi. His gabba carried the folding chair with him. And whenever the war got too much for the Mechaim, he'd open the chair and the gabba would sit down. So one day the gabba made the plitas pet. The gabba said, there's benches along the way. You still need me to carry the chair. There's benches along the way. You want to sit down? Sit down. The gabba looked at him and said, if it's too much, you, I'll carry the bench. Ich kann dort nicht sitzen. What the Rebbe knew, we don't know. I can't sit there. So I'm going to sit there. Let me get Rebbe a little weiter. The Torah twice warns us about going back to the shrine. The Rambam paskin zis lahalocha. A mensch tonish gehen wollen in the mitzvah. And yet, the friends of the kasha, Kesef Mishnah asks, and others ask, and the Kedim ask, the Rambam himself did live in Mitzrayim. What's going on? There's two psukim rabbis. The first pasuk in Shmos Yudalid Yud Gimel. You mustn't see them again. You mustn't. Right, we're told. So it tells us in the volume, give them to Zion. So it says there, Hashem Omar Lachem. You mustn't go back. Says the Fedor Shalmi in Sukkah. Hashem Omar Lachem. Hashem told you not to go back. Where were you told? Pasuk Shalach. Moshe Rabbeinu Mishnah Torah repeats to them. Hashem told you not to go back. Where was this pasuk? The pasuk of Shalach. To explain the Shittas of the Rambam, and for those that know, he bring down that the Rambam used to sign his letter. Oivor kamo lavin b'chol yoyim. The Rambam would sign his letters as saying, I'm oivor several lavin per day by living here in Mitzrayim. One of the answers they give is that the Rambam paskens is also to live there for good. The Rambam didn't go to live there. He went, he was forced, the doctor, whatever it may be, he was looking to get out as soon as he could. He didn't go there because he wanted to, and because he had no choice. Tzitz Eliezer lives with the Waldenberg, Zatzal, Pri Yisrov, Eretz Yisrov, Ezos Torah, Shechona, Bais Yisrov. It's got a long marocha, Rabbi Yisrov, a long marocha. You need a bit of an atlas and a map. And he wants to say a murder chiddush, which I want to borrow for another Gemara. He says, Mitzrayim, that we call Mitzrayim, is not the Mitzrayim of old. We're talking about Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is what we call Yerushalayim. There's the old city in its extended parts. Again, the Tzitzis proves this. He wants to prove that the chelik of Mitzrayim where the Rambam lived wasn't Mitzrayim. So the Mitzrayim of old, where Klai Yisrael suffered, and the Torah tells us, Abba, he says, that's Ad Kan, that's a Mugbal, that's an area of Mitzrayim which Pari had. But where the borders have been extended in other parts and in of the country may not have been mitzvah under Paro's control. Those who understand will know that Paro took over another country without permission. Mitzrayim is also Mitzar, which is border. And we know that in Lashon Kodesh the word ends in Ayim. What does it mean?
Double.
You have two borders. And that's why if we look at certain makas, Arbe Tzvadeya, they'll be B'chol Gevulcho. They'll prove you wrong, Paroi. They'll show the world where your borders really, really, really are. Do Ken Zogun, you can say this is your country and you've got Mitzrayim, two sets of borders. You can say that. Oh, but the Emes is the Tzvadeya and Arbe, they'll show us, show you completely, really, what is real Mitzrayim. So Tzitzes wants to say, they almost careful where he lived. He knew where he was going, and he went only to certain Makomas and he knew where to say them. In King Abu Isai, I want to say Chedesh. Gemara in Gittin. Gemara in Gittin. Coming towards the days of Avedis for Klal Yisrael, 3 weeks. Share Gemara. Gemara in Gittin talks about Gittin on Zion. Talks about Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim. It's also Gemara Sukkah. Let's look at the two Gemaras and spot the will compare and contrast. Gemara says the Mishnah as follows: Sukkah. Gemara discusses its beautiful Alexandria Shel Mitzrayim, how it shares the weather, how the beam is made of gold, Chazna Knesses Omed Aleil, Sudim Biyodoi. They got to answer Amen, Amen of Pesuda, V'cholama Inin Amen. V'loi Hoi Yoshim Morovin, they wouldn't sit Morovin, only different people with different professions sat differently. So somebody had a job that needed doing, he knew where to go. There's a Hovmith Me'atzmon, the silversmiths, the goldsmiths. K'sha'oni Nechnas, when a person would walk in, he'd know where his Bale Umnus, to know where his people of his own gang will be, and he'd go there together. Nifne Hashem, and we shom panasosli, panasan shebeisoi. Omar Rabbaya, Rabbi Yisai, remember this, Omar Rabbaya. V'kulu kotlinu Alexandros Megdon. Sabai, they were all wiped out. My Talmud Yanshu. Shom to Ovri Ahai Kiro. They were even on the Pasuk. They were told not to go back. And they did go back. Abaya. Let's now have a look at the Gemara Gittin. I've seen nobody make the horror. If you don't like it, I'll take the blame. If you do like it, I'll take the credit. I've seen no one with this horror. It's a plea atzuma. The Gemara there in Gittin on Zion, as Manach Roman talks about, beauty of Mitzrayim. The Gemara says, "Chutz b'sholosh, there were keflaim kiyitz Mitzrayim, kfar dechraya, kfar bish." The Gemara talks about, "Iikah deshmiyale, milsa mekfar sachanish Mitzrayim." If anybody knows, says the Gemara, say about Kfar Sachanya Mitzrayim, tell us. Says the Gemara, the Gemaisa, August Arusosoi, they were engaged, captured by Na'iv, the Kechovim, the government wanted to marry them off. Amor said to him, Vakosha Mecho, Al Tigabi, She'eni Ksub Mecho, Veloi Nogabo Adioi Moisoi, Rabbi say, unbelievable, August Arusosoi, Okashemes Omrol, and she said to them, Siftu Lo, Ze, She'pit Beit 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 Yosef, Kedusha, Kedula of Mokam Echad, unbelievable, Ad Yoy Moisri, the Nogabo. This is back, Fas Chanshim Mitzrayim. Nocha Maisa, the Gemara. Maisa, V'omdu Aboim, Medias Bedina, the problem with the prices. They found the reason, they sorted it out. Maisa, V'odam Echad, Osnina, Bishra, Legarasho, Ksob was a lot. They sorted out the problem. So the Gemara then, Omer Abai Rav Yosef. So the Abai Rav Yosef, okay. You told me three more of the about Kfas Achanya. Abai again. Omer Achid Ahava Tzadik Kolahai. My time I Yanish. Abai Rav Yosef. Mesach the Sukkah, in my shas, comes before Gittin. In Sukkah, Abai said to us, City Alexander and Mitzrayim wiped out. Why? They returned to Mitzrayim. Kum da Gemara Gittin. Abai asks a question to his Rebbe. Did Tzadik Kulahai, my Tami Yanush, Amale? Not the reason you know. They didn't mourn for Yerushalayim. Abaya. In Sukkah is the biggest man, they're wiped out because they overlose the Sifun. Though Abaya asks his Rebbe a different reason, Lo Yabil, didn't mourn. If I borrow the idea of the Tzitzit Yezid Poshet, Nish Gantz Mitzrayim is Tumas Mitzrayim. Efshik Fas Chani wasn't. Oh, but Zochinu to understand that in Mokim Tumas Mitzrayim there's a Loisas and there's a Sifu Loshuv, so much so that the entire city Alexander wiped out because of that. We've seen the greatest of Mokim Kodesh and the worst of Mokim Tumah. Kintan, that's the Mishnah saying to us. Bereach, not from an Avera, from Mokim Avera. Bereach, once an Avera is there ready, the Bishop already said, to get out of Avera is bad. Cain's and Mishas give us another limud. Bereach, from the before an Avera is done there, get away from the Mokim Avera, the Mokim is going on. And as we saw before, the Koyach and Hashim of Ishim is so strong. And then Tana, the Mishnah tells us that you should know that being a Mokim Kodesh is so great. We appreciate the greatness of Mokim Kodesh. Today, Rabbi Yisrael, coming to see Mezitha early morning, which we zoicha this Mikdash Mat, which we transported soon, Be'gu'ulah Shem, Be'koyim, Be'hemin, Amen. Gracias.